This strategy is inside of our branding program. Because I told you in the last few weeks that I really want to help you stand out, right? Stand out in a crowded market. I want you to break through whatever's getting in your way to getting more customers and standing out.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Snyder, and this is the Product Boss Podcast. I've helped launch and grow thousands of product-based businesses, even one of my own. And over the last 20 years, I've seen behind the scenes of businesses just like yours. Whether they are makers, manufacturers, artists, or food and beverage businesses, I have spent so many hours studying it all. I've discovered what makes them successful. What are mistakes they could avoid? How did they turn an idea into a successful business? And what are strategies they have used to make more sales and be discovered by more customers? This is what this show is all about. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to become a million-dollar product boss, I'm here to give you the permission to chase your dreams, no matter how big or small. All you need is the right mindset, a little courage, strategy, and support, and you too can be the next million-dollar product boss. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, product boss. So I know that growing a product-based business can be tough, especially when you're wearing all of the hats and maybe even making all of the hats and trying to keep track of all the things. So one thing that shouldn't make it any tougher is finding the right software to use in your business so you can focus on reaching that next level. So that's where HubSpot's customer platform comes in. It's an all-in-one software for organizing and tracking all of your marketing, sales, and customer service needs. I know, amazing, right? And with HubSpot's customer platform, you can spend less time getting bogged down on tasks and more time focusing on what really matters, making your products, growing your business, and better connecting with your customers. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how HubSpot's customer platform can help you grow your business. Okay. Hey, product bosses. Welcome back to another week. Okay. So I want to dig into the strategy that I have been implementing over here at the Product Boss. And I think it is so crucial to share with all of you here. So I know that one of the things that you want to know is how do you grow on social media, right? Now, I know that I teach you inside of Multi-Stream Machine all the ways that you can do this without social. But the fact of the matter is that social media exists and it's like an amazing marketing tool in the way that we don't have to pay to reach customers on the other side of the world. We can reach people instantly when we post there. But I think for a lot of you out there, you're thinking, okay, like I don't know how to grow. I've been trying and trying and trying, and I don't have that many followers, and I don't know what kind of content to create, and I don't know how to get them to buy from me or to build an audience that does convert to customers. So I think that's something that I really find to be really important for all of you to, understand and get into. And this idea of like, how do you get more customers? How do you grow your audience? And I've been doing this with a couple of our students. I've been testing this out with them. And let me tell you, I have one student right now at the time of recording. I'm so proud of her. I just got a message from her on Instagram because she's in my mastermind. She has a six-figure business, but she had a very, very small following. So she only had about 99 people following her on Instagram. So you could still have a six-figure business without having a big following, let me tell you. But no matter what, she still wanted to figure out, like, how do I grow on social? I think a lot of times it makes us feel more confident. And, if we're going to sell wholesale, we want people to find us and be like, oh, they have followers, right? It gives us sort of like street cred, I guess. So, it's funny because I gave her these tips that I'm going to give you today. And one of the things that she said was, I said, your account is growing. I saw her on social. And she says, yes, I went from begging people in my business groups to follow me to getting new organic followers every day. And she actually just sent, I said, like, you're crushing it. And she says, some of my reposted reels are taking off. And I have one that's at about 6,000 views right now. So she went from, let me just tell you, 99 followers. In the last week, she went from 99 to 146 followers. And when I look at her reels and what she's doing, she has some, I'm telling you, before she did the strategy, she was having like 38 views on a video, 34 views, 54 views. Now I'm looking at this, one of them is gaining like 6,000, One has 7,800. Another one has 400, 1,500, 1,300. She's starting to grow her audience organically. And so you might be thinking like, what do I do? What do I do? How do I do this? Well, it's all going to come together for you here. So, you know, I always say the saying of like, if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, does it make a sound? So if a product boss has a product and there's no one around to see it, do they make a sale? So a lot of times we have to think about marketing and marketing plans in two different ways. And I like to think about marketing the same way that I think about sales as being multi-channel, right? We have multiple channels in which we're marketing and multiple channels in which we're selling. Now, I know a lot of you want to know about social media, and the easiest and fastest way to grow an audience and turn them into followers is social media, because you do not need to come out with a paid ad. So the three ways to grow an audience and turn them into customers, I call it pop marketing. So it's paid, organic, and partnership. Paid means you're paying for ads. If you want to do that, you can do it. There's lots of ways of doing it. Organic is ways like this, social media, right? Foot traffic, growing your email list, all the things. And partnership is working with influencers, creators, doing pop-ups, collaborations with other stores, other brands, and that kind of thing. But talking about organic, one of the coolest tools that we've had, I mean, when I started my business back in the day, I did not have this. I did not have this. I had to do it in all these other ways. I had to pay for publicists. I had to be a part of gifting suites. There were so many other things I had to do to grow my audience or to turn people into customers. And you fortunately get to do this now in the way that it is free. But the thing is like using social media, you want to use it in the right way. So the ways that you use it, right, are there's different things here. One, I think a lot of times we go on here and we're like, either you don't want to sound salesy, so you don't do anything sales oriented, and you're posting you at craft fairs or you and your dog or the food you eat or you and your kids, right? You're like, I don't know how to build this, you know, product-based business on social media without feeling salesy. Or some of you might be too salesy. Some of you might be like only posting product and thinking, why is this not working? And this is what was happening with my client. She kept posting, she sells towels, and she kept posting the towels to no avail. Nobody was buying, no one was clicking, no one was engaging, none of it. So if we think about it on a spectrum of salesy or not salesy at all, where do you land in between? So what you want to think about in your business and when you think about on social media is you want to think about this idea of a mix, right? Like we call it the blend when we talk about our personal life and business. Like we want to talk about the blend of content that you're going to create that is going to attract other people to you, like that's going to grow your audience. And there's going to be the stuff that establishes your business. And then there's going to be the stuff that sells your products. Now, it's a good mix of that. And you want to come up with one, how much content a day do I think I can put out that I want to put out? At the Product Boss, we're putting out 4 pieces of content a day. Okay. I know that's a lot, but we have a lot of content. That's what we do. That's part of my marketing is a mix between paid, organic, and partnership. And organic and paid are pretty hefty over here at our business. So we put out 4 pieces of content a day. That sounds a lot. You do not have to do it. You do not have a business of my size. That's okay. But you want to think, how much can I keep up with? What can I do consistently? Then you really need to think about, all right, what's the kind of content that's going to resonate with a broader audience as a whole that would have my ideal customer? So you want to think of that as like casting a really wide net. So let's say we're going fishing and you throw a big wide net to catch all the fish, like a big thing of fish. And you know, some of the things in there are not going to, you know, you're going to chuck them back into the ocean. Like, oh, there's a lobster in here. We're going to chuck that back in. Or there's some seaweed. We're going to chuck that back in. But we're really trying to do, I don't know, sardine fishing. Do you love my analogies? I do this fishing one and it doesn't make any sense. And we're going to get the group that we need. We're going to get the majority of that. And they're going to know we exist. So that's the first part of like, what kind of content can you put out there that's going to capture more people?
Hey, friend. Okay, so it's podcast recommendation time. And this month, I'm all about listening to Another Bite, hosted by John Dick, Jory Monroe, Leslie Green, and Ariel Boswell, which is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals.
Each week, they break down episodes of everyone's favorite business television show, especially as product bosses, Shark Tank, offering their own unique thoughts, spin-off companies, and critiques. Now, my favorite recent episode of theirs is called Guilt-Free Bacon, and it's here with Meet the Mushroom, which highlights one of my masterminders from the inner circle. Shout out to you, Aaliyah, who made it onto Shark Tank with their product, Shroom Bacon. It's vegan bacon made of mushrooms. Okay, I love the show. We've been on the show, which is Another Bite. It's so good. And the fact that now they're talking about one of our fellow product bosses who had two sharks. That's right. Two sharks become investors and they break it down. It's so good. So all you have to do is tune in to hear how it went. So listen to Another Bite wherever you get your podcasts. Hey friends, are you unsure of what to say on social media or what to even send in your weekly emails? Well, what if creating content could be easy? Would you be looking for a shortcut to creating consistent content? Yes, consistent content, because you know consistency is key. Well, let me tell you, you are not alone when you feel like you're struggling on what to post or what to write in emails. And we know that you have that product part of your business down. But as you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know that to get more people to your products, to buy your products, you need to create great content. Oh, I know, I see. I keep saying content, and that's the dreaded C word. And we can't tell you how many product bosses tell us that they want to create great content for their audience and their customers, but they don't know what to say, or they are so busy they can't find the time, or they really, really, really don't want to be the face of their brand. Well, no worries, because that's exactly why we created A Year of Content. It is your shortcut to creating consistent content that resonates with your audience and brings more loyal customers who can't wait to buy your products. If you want to see how easy this is and how easy it is to create content for your audience and your customers, head to www.ayearofcontent.com. So at the Product Boss, when we've been putting out content lately, the content we beta tested this. So we said, okay, we put out content for product-based businesses, like how to grow your small product-based business or how to grow your small business. Well, the how to grow your small business resonates more on a wide range of people. So the content we're putting out there is like that bigger, wider net that we're casting that's going to pull in small businesses, and the ones that are going to follow, the ones that are going to engage, are going to be the ones that are product people, because they're going to see the other content we're creating is specifically for product. Okay. Does that make sense? So that's like the wide net stuff we're casting, and it's the thing that's reaching more people in more places. Now, the secondary part of that is the people you reach and they come and they follow. That's where you're going to establish what you're about, right? Like, why you and not someone else? You know, why are they going to stick around and be a part of the content that you're creating? So that's where you're really kind of taking it from just being a product and establishing yourself into a brand. Now, this isn't the salesy content. This is the stuff that truly resonates with your customers. And they think, oh yeah, I'm here for this. This makes sense to me. So Falcone Farms, she's been on the podcast before. She's also crushing it over on social media. You know, when she started working with me and we kind of went through this whole process, she's like, you know, the stuff that I'm going viral on and stuff like that is stuff about me and the goats and the farm. She's like, people who like horses. But I'm like, you're selling goat's milk soap. So, and you can go back and listen to this episode, but it's like, you're selling goat's milk soap. So sure, they're going to come for the horse stuff, but you're not actually casting the net to the right people. So she started switching her messaging and she started switching it. And so she started going viral more on the stuff that made sense to the product that she was selling, right? It still could be farm life, but it had to relate back to the products she was selling. And then the content that like establishes her as a brand, she posted one that I thought was really funny. It was like, so it was a slideshow of her basically showing like the different covers of her soaps and being like, you belong here if you think that this is funny. Kind of thing, because she has snarky soaps. That's right. She says, when people ask how my soaps can be snarky, and it's like, you need a vacation, but this is the closest you'll get to enjoying a vacation anytime soon. So she kind of created this content that still started with a goat, but then said, how does this make sense to being snarky? And it wasn't salesy. It just connected with the customer from establishing the brand. Does that make sense? So we went from casting the wide net and capturing people, then to stuff of like, hey, stick around because we're your people. You're going to like this content. We're your people. This stuff, like, you're going to be like, yeah, this makes sense. Because remember, if we're on social media, we typically are following and engaging with accounts that get us, that we feel seen, that we're like, yeah, you're funny, or we can share this with someone else that we know, or we save it, right? How many pieces of content do you share with people that you know and why? So you want to think about that for your customer. And then the last thing, the last part that is actually not the majority of what you post, if you're going to use social media the way that it exists in this world, is the selling content, is the conversion content. Now, if we get them to engage with your content, we cast the wide net, we bring them in, they start to engage with the brand building content that they like, then the last step in all that is creating content that then says new soap, right? Or buy the soap, or, you know, promotion or deal, or there's an offer, but it's not all of it. Because if it's always selling, they're going to check out. So we need to relate to them in ways that it's stuff that they want to engage with, they want to comment on, they want to share it with someone, they want to save for later. And so that is the three types of content that you want to create for your business to grow your social media account so that you can grow organically and you can reach a wider audience, and you can capture them, bring them in, and then take the smaller percentage and convert them into buying customers. This is all totally doable. It's unbelievable what I'm seeing these smaller accounts do, that I've taught them this exact strategy and what they're doing. This is the thing that I've done in my business that, let me tell you, last year when we looked at our Instagram, when you can look at that and it tells you like where you look at your insights, and your insights tell you like, and you could do this too. You go to insights, and from that, you could take a look at like where your audience is coming from, right? Accounts reached, accounts engaged, that kind of thing. So for us, accounts reached, okay, we've reached 1 million accounts in the past 7 days. This is huge for us, friends. I got to tell you, we've reached 951,721 accounts in the last 7 days. This is bonkers crazy for the Product Boss, because last year, 85% of our audience came from paid ads. 85% of our audience came from paid ads on Instagram, which meant if we were running ads, we could grow our audience. And I did this as a test. I actually turned off ads last summer. And I was like, what's going to happen to our social media account if we no longer have these like reach ads? And guess what? We stopped growing. It was bonkers. And I was like, oh, Marky Mark Zuckerberg, you've got the best of us. And then the strategy that I'm sharing with you today, when we switched it, and I just told you we reached almost 1 million accounts in the last 7 days, only 9.1% have come from ads. That means 91% are organic. That's bonkers. We completely flipped our business, from, let's say, 90% coming from ads to now 90% coming organically through social media. So this exact strategy that I've learned, that I have started using in my own business, that I have used for my, you know, really it's right now it's happening for our Inner Circle Masterminders, because I've worked so closely with them. This is that strategy that I want to teach you. And this strategy is inside of our branding program. Because I told you in the last few weeks that I really want to help you stand out, right? Stand out in a crowded market. I want you to break through whatever's getting in your way to getting more customers and standing out. And so one of these things is like, how do we grow an audience? How do you reach more people? Because that's the thing I ask all of you. If you get more eyes on your business, do you think you'd make more sales? Well, I'm going to actually teach you how to connect deeply with them. Like, who are you selling to, right? Nailing the idea of like nailing your niche, your ideal customer, what you're going to be known for, and then nailing your messaging, right? How do you communicate with them in an effective way that your customers are like, yes, this is why I want you and not someone else. And then what kind of offer are you going to create for them, right? What's like the ideal offer that you're going to nail your offer and the pricing psychology that comes with it so that people, customers are like, yes, that's what I want and that's what I need. And then finally, it's the idea of the marketing. And marketing is where social media comes into play. How do you market without feeling salesy? How do you market effectively? How do you build a plan around this? And how do we use social media, which is a free tool that exists out there, no matter what social media platform you're on, to grow your audience? And then once you grow your audience, how do you get them to become customers to buy? So I've told you all about this. This is the only time I'm going to be teaching this live. Over 8 weeks. It's the Standout Society, your 8-week product biz breakthrough to getting more customers and standing out in a crowded market. So if you want in and you want to know exactly how I did this, I've got this inside of this new program for you. And when you join me, you're going to get it live. Plus, you're going to get lifetime access to it. So don't even worry. And it's the lowest price it will ever be. And it's live. Okay. We're doing this beta launch. This is like the very first time we're bringing it out to all of you. I'm so excited about it. And you will get the future updates. Okay. So all you have to do is head to theproductboss.com/SOS, theproductboss.com/SOS. Get all signed up. We're going to kick off real soon here. And I cannot wait to teach you this exact strategy of what I've used in my business to grow. And I am so excited to see you implement it and what's going to grow for you as well. All right. Thanks, friends.
Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing two things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.